Blog Talk Radio. three, four, five, six. All six locations is wide, ready to go. And remember, for details, if you want to know, call the 224 number 600-5579, and we'll see just where you at to get into one of the six anointed camps of Voices of a True Israelite, and get in where you fit in at. You know, get in where you fit in at. Big job ahead of us. So this is the top part of the Sabbath day. Remember one thing, that feast day was good. Call it a feast day, but it's a feast day to keep your mouth closed. Call it atonement. And remember, you have to be anointed on that day. You get a fresh start from your low-down ways from the prior year. You can't just atone because you're atoning. You have to be anointed to be atoned. After you atone and tell Yahweh, well, you know, Yahweh, I've been low-down. You know I could have done better. I'm going to do better. And he going to say, okay, that was your mouth say, but you know I got something written over there in the 23rd chapter of Deuteronomy. If your mouth run your mouth, I'm going to hold you accountable for it. Huh? And I will collect. You got that? Good. All right, top part of the seventh day, and we're going inside of Camp 1. We're going to look for the young lion, and we're going to see if any kept the OC out. And we'll see exactly what we're going to put on the table. So we'll go and take a look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. And also we live on Pal Talk, too. So Pal Talk, we ready to go on Pal Talk. And we Facebook, we live everywhere. We live everywhere, that's all I can tell you. We live, ready to go. We ready to talk some Dust Says YHWH. That's what we want to talk about. Some YHWH, the true name of our creator. The true name is four letters, no vowels. Remember, the vowels weren't even created to the 6th century. So anything you got a vowel in that name, you couldn't get it to after the 6th century. Remember, John closed his writing down from Yahweh the Son in 96 A.D. He told John to write the hereafter. So when John put his pen down, his story was told. So now, Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Makai, what that say that we can get something going on?
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12, verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
That's right. The righteous spirit do the teaching. The righteous spirit do the teaching, but the righteous spirit are made a plan in the wisdom of Solomon chapter 5, 1 down to verse 10. In the wisdom of Solomon, it'll make it plain. Listen, Solomon is the wisest man in the world. Matter of fact, let me show you how wise Solomon is. In 2 Chronicles 1, 7 through 12, let's talk about Solomon for a minute. Let's talk about how wise he is. Because when he got something to say, let's see where he get his graduation papers from. 2 Chronicles 1, 7 through 12. He just ain't talking a good game. Let's see where he graduate from, Solomon. Where did he graduate from? We go on and look at where Solomon graduated from, his resume. We're going to look at his resume. What does resume say in 2 Chronicles 1, 7, 9, verse 12? What's the resume there, young man?
Okay, 2 Chronicles, chapter 1, verse 7 down to 12, verse 7 reads, and that night did Yahweh appear to Solomon and said to him, ask what I shall give you. Verse 8. And Solomon said unto Yahweh, you have showed great mercy unto David, my father.
Wait, hold that point. Mm-hmm. Back and read verse 7 again.
Sure.
Yeah, read verse 7 again.
2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7. 7 reads. And that night did Yahweh appear unto Solomon and said unto him, ask what I should give you.
That night, who appeared to Solomon?
Yahweh.
Oh, yeah? Let's precept that to the book of St. John, chapter 6. Let's look at verse number 36. You said Yahweh appeared to Solomon that night. Okay? If that's the case, let's see exactly what's going on. So you said Yahweh appeared to Solomon that night. And Solomon around 1000 B.C. So let's find out what can we read on Yahweh appeared to Solomon that night. Let's look at St. John chapter, what I say?
636.
What I said? Yeah, 630. Hold on, let me make sure. Yeah, well, that sounds pretty good. What do you say?
And the book of St. John chapter 6, verse 36. 36 reads, "But I say unto you, that you also have seen me and believe not."
Okay, wait, hold on. Make it, Make that five. Let's get it in five. 5:36. Make that 5:36. Let's see what 5:36 say.
Okay, the book of St. John, chapter 5,
mm-hmm.
verse 36. 36 reads, "But I have greater witnesses than that of John,
mm-hmm.
for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me
mm-hmm.
that the Father has sent me."
So the Son saying the Father has sent me. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. 37. "And the Father himself, which has sent me, have borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his face."
Wait a minute. So we ain't heard the Son or the Father's voice at any time, and you just got through reading over in 1 Chronicles chapter, 2 Chronicles 1, 7, and Yahweh appeared unto Solomon and said to him, "Ask me something." So that's how the conversation going on, is that right? So what Yahweh appeared to Solomon then? Since we know it's not the Father. So what Yahweh is appearing to Solomon, we clear, is not the Father. So when I read 1 verse 7, I can put what in there? Read it again.
The book of St. John.
I mean, 2 Chronicles 1, 7. So when I read this now with the understanding that that's not the Father, is meeting Solomon in 1000 B.C., so that must be who? Now we can put it right in there, knowing that we got them verses to work with.
Mm-hmm. Going back to 2 Chronicles, chapter 1, read now verses 7 down to 12.
Read verse 7, one verse.
Verse 7, read. 2 Chronicles, chapter 1, verse 7, read. "In that night, did Yahweh the Son appear to Solomon,
mm-hmm.
and said unto him, Ask what I should give you."
And when you put Yahweh the Son in there, you got to remember what is written over there in 11 verse 7 of the book of Exodus. So you put Yahweh the Son, and then you looked around at the one that was in the class that came in, and you looked at them with the mindset, what's written over here in 11 verse 7.
Going to Exodus, chapter 11, we want verse number 7.
Yes.
Book of Exodus, chapter 11, verse 7, read.
What do you read?
"But against any of the children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
should not a dog move his tongue against man or beast."
You see that? So when you say Yahweh the Son, nobody eyes for the male Savior, because you already had the cocked and loaded rifle by going to 5:36-37, showing you that was the Son back there, not the Father. So you had the verse already waiting, because you got a lot of ministry teach that the Son did not show up until Joseph's days. Now we find the Son was there in Solomon's days. See that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the point we're making. So that's why you got to make sure 12 out of camp 1 is one accord, one mindset, to understand that the Yahweh that is talking right now to Solomon is Yahweh the Son. He's saying, "Ask me something." Huh? "Ask me something." That's what he's saying. Now, what does he say now? "Ask me something." What's the next verse saying?
Okay, going back to 2 Chronicles, chapter 1, we're on verse 8. 8 reads, "And Solomon said unto Yahweh the Son, You have showed great mercy unto David, my father."
So you try to tell me Yahweh the Son is the one that was dealing with David? Yes. See, when you get one right, you get all the rest of them right. Yeah, that's Yahuwah, the son of dealing with. Solomon, David, Yahuwah, the son, not the father. Well, you don't fear the father. I go around the son to get to the father. No, it don't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the father, he made it plain in the fifth chapter, it don't work like that. Let's see what he says in St. John chapter 5. See, it don't work like that. See, that's why we got to teach now. It's time to flat out teach the Bible. It don't work like that. You say, well, I'm gonna get around the song. I'm gonna take my prayer straight to the Father. Okay. Then we go and see what do the Father say about that himself. Okay, that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna see what the Father say about that. Okay, I'm gonna take my prayer to the Father. I don't believe in no Yahuwah the Son. I'm gonna take my prayer to the Father. Okay, let's see what the Father say then. In 5:22-3 we'll be in St. John.
Okay, going to St. John. Verse 22 reads, for the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment unto his Son.
You see that? So the Father ain't judging no man. So the Son got all the power to do this. So how you gonna skip past the Son and get to the Father? You gonna cut your salvation out because it's the Father gonna look at you and say, hey, what did my boy say? That's the end of it. Read more about it. Read a little bit more.
Verse 23, St. John 5:23 reads, that all men should honor the Son,
yeah,
even as they honor the Father.
You see that? You got to honor the Son just like you honor the Father. Go ahead.
He that honors not the Son,
I'm going to take my petition straight to my Father. I ain't going through the Son. I'm going through the Father. Look what he say.
Honor not the Father.
You ain't honoring the Father then. If you ain't honoring the Son, you surely ain't getting to the Father. Because the Son is the one saying, listen, told his boy, is you call it, and that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, what that precept on that to make sure he said that. Let's go to Matthew chapter 17. Let's get a precept on that. Let's see. In 17 verse 5, it lines up with Scripture. Let's see, can you get around the Father and get around the Son and get to the Father? Let's see what the Father say. If you believe the Father, then listen to what he got to say right now.
Okay, we're going to Matthew chapter 17 verse 5. Verse 5 reads, while he had faith, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved Son,
yes,
in whom I am well pleased.
Uh-huh.
Hear you him.
You hear him. All that you praying to the Father, listen, you're praying getting past your ankle. The Father say, you hear you him. You hear my Son, and my Son got to clean up what you got going on. That's how it goes. That's why a lot of teaching got to be done. And the only ministry I know that can flat out teach this is the Six Anointed Camp of Voices of the True Israelite. That's why we got to make sure we bumping shoulders, one 12 at a time, the 12 leaders out of camp 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You must be on one accord. You must meet them wherever the book open up at, you're ready to take it from there. So we find out now that Yahuwah the Son is the one appearing to Solomon by night. We've done the precepts because he made it plain in 119 verse 104 about the precepts. What it say in 119 verse 104 about precepting?
Okay, going over to the book of Psalms, chapter 119, we want verse 104, the book of Psalms. Chapter 119, verse 104 reads, through your precepts I get understanding.
Yeah.
Therefore I hate every false way.
So if you ain't precepting your Bible, what are you doing? A false way. So if you're not precepting your Bible, letting the Bible paint the picture If you sit in the ministry and they don't let the Bible paint the picture, then you're not precepting your Bible. It is a false way. Let the Bible set the tone, and that's the end of it. So if you sit in a ministry and they ain't precepting the Bible, then right then and there, that's out of the rules and regulations of Yahuwah. Read verse 4 in the same book, 119 verse 4.
Okay, going to the book of Psalms. After 119, we're going over to verse 4.
Yeah, what it say?
The book of Psalms. Chapter 119, verse 4, read.
Listen to this.
You have commanded us.
You have commanded us.
To keep your precepts diligently.
You see that? That means be consistent, and is a commandment to precept. So if you're in a ministry and the woman standing before you is not precepting the Bible, you're breaking the commandments. Because he commands you to do what?
Keep the precepts.
To keep the precepts. So 300 years later, Isaiah Seer was on the clock. And let's see what word he put in on it. What he put in 28 verse 10, what word he put in on that command to keep the precepts? What word did Isaiah the seer lay right before our eyes in 28 verse 10?
Going over to the book of Isaiah the seer. We want chapter 28 and we want verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Isaiah the seer, chapter 28 verse 10 reads, for precept must be upon precept.
Precept must be upon precept. So if you're sitting in the ministry, not precepting your Bible, you're out of order. Precept must be upon precept. And what do precept mean? He explained right now. Keep reading.
The book of Isaiah is here, chapter 28, verse 10. For precept must be upon precept.
Yes.
Precept upon precept.
Yes.
Line upon line.
Yeah.
Line upon line.
Yeah.
Here a little.
Y'all go here a little bit.
And there a little.
And you got to go there a little bit. That's how you precept. You can't get it all one place. You got to go here a little bit and get some there and then paint the picture. Then we know you're working with something. But if you're talking a good game, you're talking the talk but ain't walking the walk,
hallelujah,
somebody can expose your hand.
That's right.
And somebody can shout them again. So the 12 anointed ones out of camp one must understand something. People's watching you. You got to set the tone by the precepts. If you're not precepting your Bible, then you got to give me that verse when the young man told Yahuwah the son of Hepni. What did he say again? He said, you know, I got a problem here, son, Yahuwah the son. He said something to him that we can read. He said he wants some help. Now, where we going there, young lion? He said, I need a little help. So he said, I need a little help. He said, help me with my unbelief. That's what he said. So that's what he said. Now, where we going to get some, a little bit of that at? See, if you're in the tight, well, you can't figure this thing out. You got to say, hey, Yahuwah, help me with my unbelief. Now, let's see if we pull that verse out. We got plenty of time. Let's see right, where it's wrong about.
Mark 9:24.
Let me make another quick note of that. Mark 9:24. What do Mark 9:24 say?
The book of Mark. Chapter 9, verse 24 reads, and straightway the father of the child cried out and said,
what did it say? What?
With tears.
What did it say?
Yahuwah.
I believe.
Help you my unbelief.
You see that? So a lot of times you got to get that tough dad and tough mama out you. If you know you don't know, why don't you just come clean and say, help me with my unbelief? Because I've been taught a whole lot of things that I'm finding out that just ain't right. See, it'll make us plain. You can't follow them. They got to follow you. In number 15:15-16. See, you got to lead. But your ministry all about what what they call the Illuminati's doing, and what about the president doing? Your ministry got to be about what is Yahweh doing. Yahweh the one set this thing up. Your ministry got to be about what he doing. What he already called from the end, from the beginning. You got to read every now and then. You got to read Nehemiah chapter 1, 4-8. So you just can't be always talking about what the world is doing. Then when you got time to tell me what Yahweh doing? You talk about the world. But what about Nehemiah, what he wrote in chapter 1, verse 4-8? Is you ever going to quote what Nehemiah wrote? Look what he says in 1, 4 down to verse 8. What did Nehemiah say?
We're going over to the book of Nehemiah. We want chapter 1. We want verses 8-4 down to 8.
That's right.
Read verse 4 now.
What?
And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and weep and mourned certain days, and fast, and prayed before the Yahweh of heaven.
Yes.
Verse 5. It said, I beseech you, O Yahweh.
You see, I'm begging you, Yahweh.
Yahweh of heaven.
Yes.
The great and terrible Yahweh.
Great and terrible Yahweh.
That keep covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his law.
You see that? Go ahead.
Verse 6. Let your ear now be attentive and your eyes open that you may hear the prayer of your servant.
Uh-huh.
Which I pray before you.
Okay.
Now, day and night. For the children of Israel, your servant, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you.
Mm. Hey, but how long do they keep these covenants? Let's give a precept on that. How long do they keep this covenant? He says he was making all this good supplication to the Almighty. Let's back up to the 7th chapter of Deuteronomy. Let's see how long do they keep covenant. How long do they keep covenant? See, right now in Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, the covenant done away with. Let's see what he told Moses about his covenant in the 7th chapter, verse 9, down to verse number 11. We're going to Deuteronomy chapter 7, 9, down to verse 11. Listen to this.
You read Deuteronomy chapter 7. We want verse 9 down to 7. Down to 11. Verse 9 read. Know therefore that the Yahweh, your Yahweh, he is Yahweh, the faithful Yahweh, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him,
uh-huh,
and keep his law,
yeah,
to 1,000 generations.
How many generations?
1,000 generations.
So he keep covenant for 1,000 generations. So the bottom line is the covenant is on as we speak. So if you're sitting in the ministry, and all the ministry talk about worldly things, what about Yahweh's plan on how this thing is set up through Nehemiah? What's Nehemiah saying? Nehemiah talking to the children of Israel. That's what he's saying. Keep reading.
Going back over to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1, picking it back up at verse number 6. Verse 6 reads, let your ear not be attentive.
Uh-huh.
And your eyes open,
yes,
that you may hear the prayer of your servant,
yes,
which I pray before you now,
okay,
day and night.
Day and night.
For the children of Israel, your servant.
Who's the servant?
Your children of Israel.
The children of Israel, the Israelites. That's who the Mighty One servant is. Not the WCC. Not the World Council of Churches. Not the Latter-day Saints. Not the Roman Catholic Church. His servant is the children of Israel. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to precept that, if you got any doubt, let him speak for himself in 25, 55 of Leviticus. Let him speak for himself.
Yeah, well.
He ain't got no problem speaking for himself. All we got to do is find out exactly. Because when you start having everybody being a servant, like the elder about to say, too many cooks in the kitchen, something's going to happen wrong. And the world is out of order now because the world do not understand the program of Thus Says YHWH. And 25, 55, let him speak plainly about who is his servants. Come on.
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 25, verse 55, reads, for unto me the children of Israel are servants. They are my servants, which I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
You see that? So the servants of the book. Understand one thing. If you ever want to learn about this book, everybody is not the servant of Yahweh. The servant, according to his own mouth, is the children of Israel. And the children of Israel is how many in 49:28 of Genesis? How many is the children of Israel, the Israelites? How many are they? And we got to read how many they are. We're going to Genesis 49:28. Let's find out how many and to see what they're up under if they do right. See, understand some children of Israel, the Israelites. You up under this if you do right. 49:28, Genesis, what it say?
The book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 28.
Listen good.
28 read.
What it read?
All these are the 12 tribes of Israel.
All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, the Israelites. And what about them?
And this is it that their fathers spake.
And this was their father spake to them.
Unto them and blessed them.
And blessed them.
Every one of
them. Every one of them, Brad.
According to his blessing, he blessed them.
See, the children of Israel, all 12 tribes have the blessing. You got to sit in the right ministry and find out what is your blessing and how the Almighty wants you to roll. But if you're in a ministry, all it talks about is what the president did. What the Illuminati did. And you never quote what Yahweh did. Do you know he got written in 49:46-9-11 about him? What he says in Isaiah 46:9-11. What do he say to Isaiah about himself? Let's see what he say.
Going over to the book of Isaiah, this here. Chapter 46. We want verses 9-12. We're going over to the book of Isaiah, chapter 46, and we're going to pick it up at verse 9-12, 9-3. Remember the former things of old.
Yes.
For I am Yahweh.
Yeah.
And there is none else.
Yes.
I am Yahweh, and there is none like me.
Okay.
Verse 10. Declaring the end from the beginning.
I'm the one that can declare the end of this thing from where?
From the beginning.
From the beginning.
And from ancient times.
And from ancient times.
The things that are not yet done.
The things that are not yet done. Saying what?
Saying.
What?
My countenance is saying.
Said, what I got written, it's going to stand.
And I will do all my pleasures.
I will do all my pleasures. Go ahead.
Verse 11. Calling a raven is bird from the east.
Yeah.
The man that executed my counsel from afar.
Okay.
Country.
Yes.
Yes. I have spoken it.
I have spoken it.
I will also bring it to pass.
I will bring it to pass.
I have proposed it.
Yes.
I will also do it.
So when you're going to sit in a ministry and they keep the mighty one up front, because I just miss a lot of brothers every now and then, and a lot of brothers got so many world scenes. What the world got to offer, everybody doing their part. It's just you, children of Israel, the Israelites, is not doing your part. Once you do your part, then you will see a change is going to come because the Almighty going to intervene in your life. And he going to make his move once you're in order. Now let's come back to Nehemiah again and find some more about Nehemiah. Pick it verse 6 down to verse 8. Nehemiah 1, 6 down to 8. Let's see what can we read out of this. Nehemiah, chapter 1, 6 down to verse 8. Brother Micaiah, we live at camp 1. But remember, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All the camps is ready to go. Call for details. Where are you located at? 224-600-5579. Call and tell us where you at, and we'll hook you up with what camp close to you. But you can get in where you fit in it. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 1, verses 6 down to 8. Verse 6 read.
What it read?
Let your ear now be attentive and your eyes open, that you may hear the prayer of the servant, which I pray before you now.
Now, remember, the servant is Israel, the Israelites. When you read the Bible, the servant of the Mighty One is Israel, the Israelites. Go ahead.
I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel.
And my prayer is only for who?
The children of Israel.
See, everybody got the world and let it be a better day. No. The prayer, when you on point, the first one you pray for is the home team. Your prayer supposed to be about your people, the Israelites. That's your first prayer. You worry about praying for everybody else. Why don't you do some Bible first? Pray for the Israelites first. Israel, 12 tribes of Israelites. Get that prayer out the way for your own people. Don't nobody forsake their peoples but the children of Israel, because he's upon all these wicked names and think he everything else but Israel, the Israelites. Mm-hmm. Keep reading.
And confess the sins of the children of Israel, the Israelites.
Now, let's get a precept on that's how you're supposed to pray. Now, Nehemiah was praying. But let's see that ceased by going to the book of Daniel. Now, I'm going to do a little precept. Remember we read earlier, you must precept your Bible. Every verse in the Bible has a precept. And that's the key thing going when you understand the Bible, every verse has a precept to it. And we'll watch you and see we just keep on read, and never stopping precept. Every Bible, every verse has a precept verse. And we're going to watch you and see can you deliver that. And once the seer set the example and you rehearse the righteous act, then you do it. We're going to see about when you are a man of the Bible, a man of your Mighty One, what are your prayer supposed to go to first? We're going to give us a precept in the book of Daniel. We're going to see, do your prayer supposed to be going all over the place? And we're going to go and get Daniel for his case in point as example. We're going to Daniel chapter 9 and pick a verse 9. Down to verse 22. Listen good. And we live at Camp 1. See, we got to get our prayers right. We want to pray for the whole world. Not understand that it's good to pray for the whole world, but get Israel out the way first. So now, the 9th chapter, verse 19 down to verse 22. Listen good what we can read. Listen good what we can read. And the 9th chapter, verse 19 down to 22. Everybody down like midgets praying. Okay, good. But why don't you do Bible prayer? And the Bible prayer is follow the example of the leaders. What they've done, you do. Think of verse 19 down to verse 22. And we'll show you what happens if you follow lead, what happens when we get down to verse 22. What did it say?
The book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 19 down to verse 22. Chapter 9, verse 19, read, O Yahuwah, hear, O Yahuwah, forgive, O Yahuwah, hearken and do, defer not for your own sake, O my Yahuwah, for your city and your people are called by your name.
Your city and your people called by thy name. You get suspicious, go ahead.
Verse 20. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and representing my supplication before Yahuwah, my Yahuwah, for the righteous mountain of my Yahuwah.
So that was who was his prayer? So who was he doing all that praying for in his prayer for in verse 20? According to verse 20, he would do all this confessing how low down he was and how he going to get right. And who else he said he was praying for in verse 20?
In the sins of my people, Israel, the Israelites.
Israel, the Israelites. See, that's one of the greatest mysteries in teaching. Israel. ahead.
Verse 21. Yes, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being called to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening.
Oh, wait a minute. Called to do what?
Being called to fly swiftly.
Told him, oh, you mean Noah, stop off and chat, would you pick this up first before you go there? He was called to do what?
To fly swiftly.
Now, so if that's the case, if he was to fly swiftly, then to know what to do today, you got to look back at yesterday. Let's go and get a precept on it. Come back here. Let's go and see. Now we understand when we read Acts 8:26. Now we understand what's going on by reading this. The ministering spirit came out of heaven. The Son and Father said, told him to get down there. What kind of way? Quickly. Quickly get down to my man Daniel the seer, right? Okay, good. So now, we want to see, now we can understand the 8th chapter a little bit more now by looking at 8:26 of the book of Acts.
The book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 26 reads.
What did it read?
And the angel of Yahweh,
yes,
spake unto Philip, saying.
What did it say?
Arise.
Arise.
And go towards the south.
Go ahead.
Unto the way that goeth down from Yadad Judah unto Gaza,
yeah,
which is death.
Go ahead.
27. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch, a great authority, under Candace, queen of Ethiopia, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Yadad Judah for to worship.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
28. Was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the seer.
Yes.
29. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join yourself to his chariot. Verse 30. For Philip ran.
What do you do?
Ran.
See, this is that. Now, stop it there. See, when you're doing Yahweh's business, listen, this is not an afterburner, afterthought. You got to do what?
Run.
You got to run. If you're about this man's business, the same way Gabriel came down to Daniel the seer, that's the same way you got to do if you're about Yahweh's business. You got to have some urgency for Yahweh to get in on what you own. Because he leading you all this example, you got to have some urgency. This cannot be no afterburner. My better half got dinner waiting on me. Dinner got to wait. I got to take care of Yahweh's business, and then we'll figure out a way to get it back hot again, but I got to keep Yahweh's word up front first. It ain't no compromising on Yahweh's business. He told Gabriel to fly swiftly down there and get down to my man Daniel the seer. See? So that's how we got to do when it comes down to Yahweh's business. When it comes down to them Sabbath days, feast days, getting in order, we got to have some urgency about it if you want Yahweh to intervene. Yahweh ain't going to intervene if you're doing the 12 verse 3 of Ecclesiastes. If you got 12 verse 3 of Ecclesiastes, you're just wasting your time. What it say? And 12 verse 3 of Ecclesiastes. So we tell you what the man is saying. See, remember, a wise seer in Sirach 10:1 will instruct his people on the right way. He'll let you read what he said. And he tell you in 15:15 of Acts, if you're going to believe anything, believe the seer. What kind of way? As is written. So the seer got to show you what's written. And it's up to you to look at it, put it down, look at it again. If it don't change, then go with it. What you reading?
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 3.
Yeah, what it say?
Verse 3 read.
What?
In the day when the keepers of the temple should tremble.
Yeah, it's going to be a day that the keepers of the temple is going to tremble. It's going to be that day now. Go ahead.
The trump shall tremble and the strong man shall bow themselves.
And the strong man, the almighty man, the old pup daddy, old pup daddy and pup mama. Mm-hmm. One day they're going to bow themselves.
And the grinders cease because they are few.
And all the grinders, all the ones that had other things to do, then take care of Yahweh's business, all that's going to come to nothing. Go ahead.
And those that look out of the window.
And the one that wears the Sabbath day, I'm going to look out the window. You're going to be what?
Be dark.
Go ahead, read.
Verse 4.
What?
And the doors shall be shut in the street when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird.
Good enough. He going to shut that down. So he's telling you now, you will know the truth by coming into the sixth anointing camp room and understand one thing. We telling you what Yahweh said. You got to have some urgency about his business. You got to be the first one in and the last one to leave to get his attention. Tell him, Gabriel, get down there and catch my man, the seer. Get on down there and get busy with the seer. Keep reading what he told Daniel.
Okay.
And let's see. Now, so Gabriel caught up with Daniel. Daniel was praying up a storm. He called him in 9:22. And let's see what happened in 9:22.
Well, back over to Daniel, chapter 9, picking it back up at verse
22
again.
Yeah,
22. All right, 22. And he informed me.
What did Gabriel do?
And he informed me.
He informed me.
And talked with me.
And he talked with me.
And said,
what?
Oh, Daniel. I am now come forth to give you skill and understanding.
He said, I come and turn the light on, Daniel. See, I come and turn the light on. Because we know what Michael got written in 3 verse 1. He said, Daniel, I come and turn the light on. You can't be fumbling around this thing, Daniel. You got to go for the children of Israel. You can't be fumbling around. Micah 3, verse 1. Can he fumbling around with this thing? Micah, chapter 3, verse 1. What did he say?
Going over to the book of Micah. Chapter 3, verse 1. What did it read? And I said,
what?
Hear, I pray you, O heads of Israel.
He said, the heads of Israel is the 12 that's been anointed out of camp 1. And once we get once they on their feet right, then I'm going to camp 2. 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm looking for 12 to be on the right track at a time appointed. But right now I'm focusing on camp 1. The 12 got to be in order, one accord. Every last one of them, I throw this book down. You've been anointed to do this job. You can't back away from this job. Matter of fact, let's get a precept on that. You can't back away from this thing. You can back away if you want. Let me show you what he got written. You can back away if you want. That's up to you. But once the anointing oil have ever hit you, and you wonder why you on skin and grin much as you once were, because Yahweh got his eye on you really heavy. If you turn his eye on you, he's on you long enough, and the big milk spirit be standing around, and he says, can I go down and do something to him? Can I do something to him? Because they got the anointing oil on them. See, once you get the anointing oil on you, you think, huh, look, let's read the heavenly tablets on once you receive the anointed oil. Let's see what Moses says behind that to his brother. Moses 80, Miriam was 86, Aaron was 84, and Moses was 80. Let's see what did he say to him in verse number 6 and 7. We go on to Leviticus chapter 10, verse 6 and 7. Let me show you something. You think we're going through repetitions on atonement coming up Sunday night. If you don't get oiled and anointed, then everything you got is still on the table. He ain't blotting out nothing until you follow order. You got to follow order. You got to confess Sunday night that I know I was low down last year, and now I'm atoning for me. I'm getting my anointed oil. I accept that. Now Yahweh will give you a clean slate. And you know what he's going to say? Well, put them out there. I'm sure what Yahweh is going to say. 8 verse 12 of Hebrews. And this is what Yahweh is going to say. See, we're going to tell you exactly how it goes. So you on a crapshoot if you don't take care of this man's business. I'm sure what y'all are gonna say in Hebrews 8:12.
Okay.
What it say?
Going over to the book of Hebrews 8:12.
Yes.
Verse 12 read.
What it read?
For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness.
He said, I'll be merciful to your unrighteousness.
And their sins will I remember no more.
He said, and I won't even remember your sin that you did all, how you sinned against me. He said, I won't even remember it no more. That's it, do it. That's all, do it. So once you get the anointed oil on you Sunday night, and all location, Yahweh is saying, if you come clean, whatever way you was, all low down and past time, he said, I will remember it no more. So now you got the sins removed from you. Now you got a 3811 of Sirach. Then look what Yahweh say. Okay, now your sins been removed from you now. Now let's see what Yahweh say in 38:11 of Sirach. All the ones, them doubting ones. Hey, look at them. But they peep when he say. Look what he say.
They within themselves.
But they didn't even speak out their mouth. That's how much power Yahweh got. They didn't even speak out their mouth. You got some brothers and sisters that don't even speak out their mouth, but they somewhere running the mouth in the brain. Go ahead, read.
Certain of the scribes there within themselves.
What?
This man's blasphemy.
Hey, that's something. Here they say. This man's blasphemy. He's blaspheming. Go ahead, read.
Verse 4.
What?
And Yahweh's son, knowing their thoughts.
He know their thoughts.
Said.
What?
Wherefore think you evil in your mind?
Is he thinking evil in your mind? That's why you got to watch the eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know who got that down pat is Marie. Marie can look at you and from a distance, she can watch your eyebrows. She say, yeah, I see what you're on. I'm watching your eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? She watch your eyebrows on you. Go ahead, read.
Verse 5.
What?
For whether it's easier to say, your sins be forgiven you, or to say, arise and walk.
Yeah.
Verse 6. But that you may know.
You got to know.
That the Son of Man.
Son of Man.
Has power on earth to forgive sins.
Go ahead.
Then said he to the sick of the palsy.
Then he said to the one that was sick of the palsy.
Arise. Take up your bed. And go into your house.
And go about your business. You understand from the power of the Almighty gonna stand. But understand he got something written real plainly in 5:17. Now Yahweh put that illustration on, but he said that you're going into the temple. That's what he told him. You're going into the temple now. So Yahweh took all of the religious leaders and bust him in the middle of the street. Then when he got through and he was inside the temple, then he found the same man and said what? 5:17. This is what he told him. This is what he told this man in the temple. Yeah, 5:17.
Okay, Matthew.
No, St. John 5:14. Thank you, that young man. Okay. He found him in the temple. He said, now, after he took care of religious leaders, straightened them all out, then in 5:17, and 5:14, he got inside that great big crowded temple. And then he found the man that he had him got all straight. He looked him eyeball to eyeball in 5:14 and said what to him?
In the book of St. John, chapter 5, verse 14.
Right.
14, read.
What a read.
Afterward, Yahweh the Son.
What?
Finding him in the temple.
Found him well?
In the temple.
So he told him, go to your house. He said, go to the temple, didn't he?
Hallelujah. What?
He found him in the temple. What did he say?
And said unto him.
What?
Behold.
What?
You are made whole.
You are made whole now.
Sin no more.
Don't sin no more now.
He said, worse thing coming to you.
Ain't that something? He don't sin no more now. He said, you can't get that anointing oil. Confess and listen. Yahweh, you will let me make your day of atonement. I'm going to break all down. We got one of the members that this person loved to come on atonement. And they fall out like a rug. Oh, mother, yeah, Israel knows exactly what I'm talking about. Fall out like a rug and get up and smoke more bow weed behind it and shake a stick. Fall all out like a rug. And it's torn all the way. Oh, my God. And Bobby, then the brother was taking his brown bag and waving it, and then you smoking more. Strong that stuff. See, you plan, and remember one thing. When you're atoned, everything, if you make it to the atonement, whatever you have did prior to that, Yahweh will give you a clean slate. But he tell you plainly, what in 5:7:14?
14.
What?
Book of John, chapter 5, verse 14.
Listen, God.
14, read.
What it read.
Afterwards. Yahweh the Son findeth him in the temple.
He found him in the temple.
And said unto him.
Eyeball to eyeball.
Behold.
What?
You are made whole.
You've been made whole now.
Sin no more.
Uh-huh.
They say, worst thing cometh to you.
Do the worst thing gonna fall on you. Why? Now let's go back. Let's go back again now to, let me show you what that means. Now we're going back to Leviticus chapter 10. Now, what do that mean? Let's be trying to paint the picture. What that means, by going back to Leviticus chapter 10, we're painting a picture by the Spirit of Yahweh. We're painting the picture. He said, now, sin no more. Now, we're going back to Leviticus chapter 10 and find out. Now, we're going to now read verse 6 and 7.
Okay, going over to the book of Leviticus. We're going over to the book of Leviticus.
Now, listen good. Now, listen good.
We want chapter 10, verse 6 and verse 7. The book of Leviticus, chapter 10. We want verse 6, and we want verse number 6 and 7.
Yes.
Verse 6 reads, and Moses said unto Aaron, and unto Eleazar, and unto Ithamar, his son, uncover not your head, neither rend your cloth,
right,
lest you die.
Yes.
And lest wrath come upon all the people.
Yes.
But let your brother, the whole family of Israel, beware of the burning which Yahweh had kindled.
Yes.
Verse 7. And you shall not go out from the door of the temple of the congregation.
Why?
Lest you die.
Why?
For the anointing oil of Yahweh is upon you.
Ain't that something? See, once you get that anointing oil on you, you're going to confess to you when you're going to come clean. And you got to come clean. It's not for you. You got to know it all on. You think it's just a repetition thing? No. You got to come clean, dude. He said, now your clock will start ticking, now.
Well,
look what he said. Hey, Mother D of Israel. He made it plain in 4:17, Mother D of Israel, and 1 Peter. She wants to know it all on you. You got to come clean, now. 1 Peter 4:17 says what? Mother D of Israel. And 17, 18, what it say? Yeah, chapter 4, verse 17 and 18.
Verse
2,
chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
Verses 17 and 18.
Yeah, what it say?
For the time is come that judgment must begin at the temple of Yahweh.
See, judgment started at the temple of Yahweh. It don't start at your mom's house. See, the judgment don't start around. We get the park and we're swinging the park. Now, it starts at the temple. That's what judgment starts at. Go ahead and read.
And if it first began at us.
At up at the temple.
Mm-hmm. What shall the end be of them that obey not?
And guess what comes to the one that don't come to the temple? You see, he's saying, he said, the one that I'm going to start going back to one head at the temple. And they're going to get a grievous blow. But what's he going to have to the wall that not come to the temple? That's what he's saying. Read.
Not the covenant of Yahweh.
Because you're not doing the covenant of Yahweh. Go ahead.
18.
Right.
And if the righteous scarcely be saved.
Wait a minute. You mean the righteous? How does it make it?
Scarcely.
I mean the righteous is going to scarcely make it.
Where shall the unyakwali and the sinner appear?
You see the man you see? He said, now if the righteous is going to barely make it. I mean, they're going to barely make it. And you follow around what you're saying there? He said, what's going to happen to the ones that don't just sit on the sideline and be like the 600,000 strong on the international side plus just sit there and just look out the window and turn the internet on and drink the little tea. Mm. All to change something. Listen, the man telling you how this thing going to be, because we read over there that 46 chapter 9 through 11. He called the end from the beginning. He told you, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. I might not get you right away. My thing is, let's preach up that mother day of Israel. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, 11 through 13. He said, because I don't get you right away, oh, you can skin and green, might you find your $10. Might you find turtle, got the turtle wax on your car. Skinning and green everywhere. But I'm going to tell you something. I told a wise man in the world that acted with wisdom in the 8th chapter, 11 through 13, what did I say to him? Ecclesiastes chapter 8, 11 down to verse 13. What did I say, Mother Dear, up there, else? What did he say that we can read?
Please ask
chapter 8. Yeah, 11 down to verse 13.
Okay, I can get my
page. See, that day of atonement big business. Because if you live to make it to the Day of Atonement, and you don't make the Day of Atonement, everything that's on you is still on you. That means it's still on you.
That's right.
The only way you get it off you, you got to get anointed to get it off you.
Right.
See? So if you don't get anointed, you're up on the crapshoot. I mean, you'll be walking around like a cat on a hot car roof, spiritually. Because y'all probably might just all of a sudden just feel like doing you something not good yet. Go ahead, read, Mother.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11 and 13.
What did it read?
Verse 11.
What?
Because since an evil work was not executed speedily.
Because he didn't jump on you right away. Because I didn't execute judgment as many as you was caught red-handed. I didn't get you right away. Go ahead.
Therefore, the mind of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil.
So man always gonna do evil. See, that's why you gotta have a Day of Atonement. Man, woman always gonna do something low down. Oh well, I don't do no low down, but you'll get lied by saying that. You lie already. So low down is only every man and woman. Low down. That's why you got to have a Day of Atonement.
That's right.
Great.
Verse 12. Though a sinner do evil 100 times.
A sinner might do evil 100 trillion times.
And his days be prolonged.
And I might let that sinner live to be 90, 95, 119. I might let that sinner live to be 119. Go ahead.
Yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear Yahweh.
Well, it be well with the one that fear Yahweh.
Which fear before him.
Uh-huh.
13. But it shall not be well with the wicked.
See, he said, I'm going to get the wicked. Mm-hmm. He said, let me tell you something. I might let you go on to be 119. I might let your knee only hurt you. You might have straight knees and everything. Strong knees at 119. You might have strong knees. I might let you go to be 119 years old. Go ahead.
Neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he feareth not before Yahweh.
I'm going to keep. I'm going to get you. I might let you run to be 119 years old. No pain, don't take no medicine, no nothing. But when I get you, I'm going to get you. And that's the point he's making. You got to. What this man's saying, you got to make sure you line up this book. And remember one thing in 7 verse 6, Moses did of Israel in St. John. Never forget what he got written in 7 verse 6. You got something written that we can read. In 7 verse 6, he's talking real good in St. John 7 verse 6. What do you say? What do you say that we can read?
John chapter 7 verse 6.
Yeah, what do you say in 7 verse 6?
St. John chapter 7, verse 6, reads.
What do you read?
Then Yahweh the Son said unto them,
what?
My time is not yet come.
He said, my time has not yet come.
But your time is always ready.
Your time is always ready. He said, your time is always ready. You can't even hide up under your bed. I might sit up underneath the bed that also just drop down on your back and take you out. Your time is always ready. So don't play with this man when he comes out of this man's business. When he got ready, he told Aaron. Remember, judges start in leadership. Leadership got to lead by example. He said, young, your two boys done something strange according to my word if you reach the whole chapter of Leviticus chapter 10:1. They done some things that I didn't like them to do, and they knew better. And I'm not fired, your boy. And I told you, go get the whole 12 tribes of Israel and bewail the burning, because I'll set them boys on fire that belongs to Aaron. because the anointed oil is on you. Once you get the anointed oil on you, you got to go. You can't be dragging your feet. You got to be the first one in, the last one to leave. You got to do the same thing we read when Gabriel came down to talk to Daniel there. He fly swiftly to God there. Then, as the prophet the time went on, Philip was on the clock in 8th chapter of Acts. And Philip in verse 30 ran. You know why he ran? Because he knew that's how it worked. Now, Jonah was on the clock also from Micaiah.
Yeah.
Let's show you what Jonah did in the 3rd chapter. See, if you don't know what to do today, send the ministry to show you what they did yesterday. And see how you line up with yesterday, you know where you at. Let's see what Jonah did when he was on the clock in the 3rd chapter. So if you want to know what to do today, when it comes down to Yahweh's business, then listen to what was said in the field job as a quarterback, that if it worked then, it worked now. He'll give you example in Jonah 3, verse 1. About Brother Micaiah. Listen real good what he got written.
In the book of Jonah.
Yes.
Chapter 3, we want verse 1.
Yes.
In the book of Jonah, we want chapter 3, verse 1, read.
What did it read?
And the word of Yahweh came unto Jonah the second time, saying,
what?
Arise, go unto Nineveh.
Nineveh.
Nineveh. That great city.
That great city.
And teach.
And do what?
And teach.
Go to that great city, and that will be called his network. 6 nights a week to teach. He's back on tomorrow at 12 at 2 o'clock. We call it a network. 6 nights a week. We come to be taught.
Hallelujah.
We come to teach.
That's right.
Those got to hear to hear. We come to teach.
That's right.
We don't come to be taught.
Hallelujah.
We got the anointing all on us to teach. If you can find a minister that I'll teach the 6 anointed camp, tell me the name of them. What's their name?
Hallelujah.
What their name? Because their name, they got to use the name. YHWH.
That's right.
What's the name of the camp that can I'll teach voices of the Jewish life? What's their name?
Hallelujah.
What they call you? Huh? I know you ain't got no name. Keep reading.
In the book of Jonah, chapter 3, picking it back up in verse 2.
Right.
Verse 2 read.
What it read?
Arise.
Arise.
Go up to Nineveh.
Nineveh. Go down to Nineveh. Go down to Nineveh. Jonah, the man that he's Jonah. Are you the man that I was right now? He said, yeah. Well, get down to Nineveh then. Go ahead and read.
That great city.
That great city.
And teach unto it the teaching.
Because the Israelite is in every nation up under the sun.
Hallelujah.
So Jonah going to Nineveh to teach them. Some scattered Israelites
that's
over there in Nineveh.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and read.
The teaching that I give you.
And you teach what I have shown you, Jonah. Don't go and start talking what's on your mind.
That's right.
Put some book on it when you go teach. Go ahead and read.
Verse 3.
Right.
So Jonah rose.
Jonah rose.
And went unto Nineveh.
He went to Nineveh.
According to the word of Yahweh.
According to what?
The word. Of Yahweh.
That's the greatest
mystery.
Remember, the word of Yahweh tells you to do.
That's right.
The word of Yahweh.
Now, Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey.
And to get to Nineveh from what Jonah was at, it took how many days?
3 days' journey.
It's a 3-day journey.
Hallelujah.
Israel. It's a 3-day journey from where he was at. Let's see what Jonah was doing.
Verse 4. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey.
Wait a minute. What
did you do? And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey.
I thought it'd take 3 days to get there. You mean Jonah got there how many days?
Yeah, one day.
So what was he doing?
He ran.
You see the man.
Stop that camera.
You see ye of Israel. Baruch chapter 4, verse 28. And you got brothers, and they have a whole ministry talking about what did the president do? What did the Congress do? What did politics do? What did the Illuminati do? What about what did Yahweh have done and going to do to you? What did you hear about? End time prophecy. How to connect this book. How to precept your book. How to get yourself in order. How to get your wife in order. Why did children? When you hear some of that, you got to come to the voices of the true Israelites, the six and all the captains in him. And you got to have you some Baruch 428 in you. What does that have about the of Israel? What does it say?
Baruch chapter 4, verse 28.
Listen good.
For as it was your mind to go astray.
See, you can have in your mind all something I don't like, and your mind went astray. Okay? Your mind went astray. Go ahead.
From Yahweh.
From who?
From Yahweh.
Well, you know it or not, your mind went astray. From who?
Yahweh.
Go ahead and read.
So then return.
Then what?
Then return.
Then return now.
Seek him 10 times more.
What?
Seek him 10 times more.
You got to seek him 10 times more. You just can't get caught by it and get down. No, you got to seek him. How many times?
10 times.
10 times more. That's what the man trying to tell you. You got to get busy. That's why whatever we did yesterday, we're done that. We on this now. See, I can't look back at yesterday no time. Because you never know what Yahweh stands at the end of your road. So you got to get all you got, every opportunity you got, get this man your all. Don't kill me on this man. Because he might be setting you up to shut you down. They'll ask you questions. Did you carry on me? Well, I did 35, 40, 50 years. Did you carry on me? Yeah, I did. Well, now the key for carry on me. This ain't no senor. You got to meet this man where he's taking me to that and go all the way until the end. Matter of fact, read that mother thing up Israel, 24, 13, and 14. Matthew. See, you got to understand something. When we go on this network, we don't know what we're putting on tape. But in that very same hour, that's why you have to put Luke 12 on tape. We don't know what we're going to say. He'll give you his very same hour. But look at the man saying. Matthew 24, 12 and 13 says what? 12 out of verse 14.
24.
12 out of 14. 12 out of 14. What does that mother D? Israel, see, Murray.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. And because sin shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
Yeah, now, sin ain't going to be here all the way to Yahweh kicking in the ring. Sin ain't going to go all the way. It's going to be. And many going to wax cold because they don't know the word of Yahweh get that part where it reads.
13.
Right.
But he that shall endure unto the end.
You got to do what?
Endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
You got to do what again?
Endure to the end.
You got to do it until he shut you down. This is not about seniority. You got to do this thing until he shut you down. Great.
Verse 14. And this covenant.
And what you hear right now out of the six anointed camps of forces of the true Israelites.
And this covenant of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world.
So this message that we teach must go where?
All the world.
All the world.
For a witness.
For a witness.
Unto all nations.
So how many nations?
All nations.
All nations.
And then shall the end come.
Now, I'm going to come back a little later, but that all the nations. See, this word got to go to all the nations, and that's all. I'm going to make a note of that. I'm going to come back with that. Now, he said his word got to go to all nations. Or WCC says, it got to go to all the nations. Okay? I'm going to come back with that. I'm coming back with that, all the nations. So hold it to that, mother. My pen. I need a pen. I'll write that down. Might give me something I can make a note. Oh, see if you can write that down. So I got to come back with that verse. All the nations. So anybody else don't see how I'm getting something right, you got to always write it down. That ain't counting nothing. I'll write it down. This being, where's the going on? You got all you need to do. Matthew 24, what? 14.
Yes.
Okay, 24:14. This got to go all nations. And now the WCC just said all nations means everybody. You can come back with that later. It means we want you to have it right now. And that you got somebody. You ain't got nobody. You ain't got nobody. But we come back on you later. We just come back on you later about that old all nations. And it's got to be talked to everybody. So we leave that on the table. We leave Matthew 24:14 on the table. Come back on it later. Let's go back to Nehemiah 6:8. We come back to Nehemiah 6:8. Now, I'll tell you what. I'll finish that 2 Chronicles 1, because Solomon asked for this wisdom, and we found out that the Yahweh was talking to Solomon was the son. We clear about who was talking. We clear about that part. So now, what it says in verse number, what's up, about 8, 9?
Yeah, 2 Chronicles.
Yeah. 1:9. Now, take that mother off, DF, it's 1:9. Because he online, he all over the place trying to make sure it's down, it's getting down all over the place. So he got his hand tied. So that's what I mean. The harvest is plenty, but the labor is scripture. If I got wild business, you show yourself. You should be back. Go ahead. 2 Chronicles 1:8.
2 Chronicles 1:8. And Solomon said unto Yahweh,
uh-huh,
thou hast showed great mercy unto David, my father.
So now we find out that Yahweh is talking to, we preached up there and found out what Yahweh's son is talking to. So they clear about that. He said, you need to show great mercy to my father. David, Solomon's father, was around 1000 B.C. So we know that Yahweh was talking to David and Solomon was Yahweh's son. So we found out in the early part of the lesson, and 5:36-37, we ain't going to read again in St. John, that the father ain't said jack to you. Then the father in 17:5 of Matthew says, you hear my boy. That's what you do. That's what y'all do. You hear him. That's what he said. I'm going to read tomorrow.
And has made me to reign in his stead. Verse 9. Now, O Yahweh, let your promise unto David my father be established. For thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth and in multitude. Verse 10.
Yep.
Verse 10. Give me now wisdom.
What is Solomon asking for?
Give me now wisdom.
You know, if a tooth fairy come to you right now, and you say, look at what you want? First day, you're going to talk about some worldly money. Well, I like to get my hand on a lot of money, and I like my shape to come back the way it was when I was 20. I want my shape to come back to me when I was 20 years old. See, that was you asking. See, that was you do. I want to look like I was when I was 20. See? But Solomon didn't do that, did he? What did Solomon say?
Give me now wisdom and knowledge.
For what reason?
That I may go out and come in before this people.
You see that? Yes.
For who can judge this, your people?
Your people.
That is so great.
So great. These people, your people is so great. But they African American Negro and Christians. Mm-hmm. Great.
Verse 11.
Right.
And Yahweh said to Solomon.
And Yahweh said to Solomon.
Because this was in thy mind.
He said, because this is in your mind.
And thou hast not asked rich.
And you didn't ask for money?
Wealth. Or honor.
You didn't want everybody to bow the knee at you.
Nor the life of thine enemy.
You don't want me to go cut nobody's throat.
Neither yet has asked long life.
And you ain't asked for long life. You ain't asked me to live a long time. But you keep on with some thousand women you got over there. Go ahead. Go ahead.
But has asked wisdom.
You ask what?
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
And knowledge.
And knowledge.
For yourself.
For yourself.
that thou mayest judge my people.
Ain't that something? So to judge Yahweh's people, you gotta have what?
You gotta have wisdom and knowledge.
Wisdom and knowledge. You just can't because you can find your $10. You gotta have wisdom and knowledge, and you gotta lead by example. That's how you judge his people. You got to have wisdom and knowledge and lead by example. I'm told everyone that ever came to this camp, if you can find a better teacher than your seer, show me where he at, and I'll join the church.
Hallelujah.
I want you to find it. I want you to go check out and look for him. If you can find him, you tell me what his name and where he at. Where is that? Where is it?
That's right.
Where is it? Because we know how Yahweh operates.
That's right.
You're not going to find a better ministry that teaching the word of Yahweh than voices of a Jew is like. Because he uses the true name. YHWH, the true name of the Creator. Lord God and Jesus added after 96 AD. He told John in 1:17-19, John right there hereafter. When John put his pen down, the story was told. And from 96 AD going all the way back to the beginning, it was no such a thing as Lord God Jesus Allah Obu. He came right back in 4:1 and said the same thing again. John right there hereafter. When John put his pen down in 96 AD, his story was told.
That's right.
It was no such a name as Christian, Lord, God, Jesus, the church. They didn't even exist because there was no English. The 449 AD, official language in 1382. Well, you can't, you're not going to take the fiction on the camp to no woodshed. Not with the word of Yahweh. You're going to lose.
Right.
We tell you off the top, you're going to lose. So we follow the rules and regulations of the Bible. And give me a precept on that moment. Give me St. John, I need a precept on that. So I'm gonna show you what Yahweh do. See, he'll do something for you. And St. John, now, he'll do something to you. He'll do something for you if you follow the rules and regulations. Now, I'm all over the place right now. But in somewhere in St. John, it tells you, you know, we haven't brought that verse out in so long. I forgot all about it. But he said, yeah, I'll keep bringing out that. Now, it tells exactly what he'll do. And I'm struggling right now. I'm struggling right now, but he made it plain how he operates. And I'm going to take a shot at it in about 334. 334. Make it 333 and 34. I'm going to take a shot at it. St. John chapter 3, verse 33 and 34. I'm going to take it. St. John verse 35. 33 on verse 35. I'm going to take a shot at it. Let me share what y'all want to do. I'm going to take a shot at it. Third chapter, verse 33 down to verse 35. Now, I want to see. And when I hear it, I want to see what verse I really want out of that. But all three of them are worshipful right now. 3, 33, 4, and 5, let's say.
St. John chapter 3, verse 33 to 35. Verse 33. He that has received his testimony has set to his seal that Yahweh is true.
Wait a minute. That big top of devil, come on. That's a big word in there, verse 33. Read that again. That's a big word. You got that. That's a big word.
He that has received his testimony.
He that has received his testimony.
Has set to his seal.
Oh. Has set to his.
That is true.
Oh. You mean the one that received his testimony, they have a seal. Oh, that I got to write that down. That might come out tomorrow. That's big talk with them. Sometimes you can find some on the way of finding something. I got to write that down. St. John, mark of Yahweh. But you're also going to have a mark of the world, too. They'll call the beast symptom. And you want to examine yourself what you got, the seal of Yahweh, or the mark of Yahweh, or the seal of the world, or the seal of the beast. Which one you got? See? So the seal right here now. And verse 33. We'll come back on this later. This word we're here going to. Taylor's words are later. And we'll get back on that word later.
34. For he whom Yahweh has sent.
No, wait, look at it. He that Yahweh has sent.
Speaks the words of Yahweh.
Oh, the one that Yahweh sent. What they do?
Speaks the words of Yahweh.
They speak the word of Yahweh. They don't tell you about where they're going or what they mean. They'll do what?
Speak the words of Yahweh.
Yes, yeah, let's see what Yahweh do if you do it the way he tells you to.
For Yahweh giveth not the spirit by measures unto him.
That means Yahweh will pour it on you. If you follow the rules and regulations, speak the words of Yahweh. Where you going and where you been, if Yahweh have no middle mind on that. He wants you to do what, brother?
Speak the word of Yahweh.
Then what happened next in 35?
The Father loveth the Son.
Yeah.
And has given all things into his hands.
So love is all over the place. So now you got love in, you got love in and love out. And all over the place. You speaking the word of Yahweh, even love up in heaven. Everybody is on the love in. Everybody's happy. Now you got a love in. Now what's the precept on that? What's precept on that? Yeah, what happens? Let's see what else will get happen. Let's go to St. John's. Now I want to know what else will get happen. Let's go to Luke. Make a Luke. Now what else will get happen? See, I'm saying something. You got to love me. When the Father and Son got the love for you, and we want to know what else can happen. You want to find out if anybody else in the Bible gets happy and all that going on. It happened. Now we're struggling again, but we want to find out that it's I hate to tell you that first I won't, you know. But I'm looking for something about the DF Israel, about all this love and happiness going on. See, it's a whole lot of love and happiness going on once Yahweh says that. He says and I don't know why I can't find it. I mean, I don't know why the book can open up to me. And give it to me straight up. You say you got something written. And I'm struggling right now. We know we're struggling right now. You know, yeah, what happens in heaven? No, what happens in heaven? When if something happens in heaven, once, I hate to say all that, but that one's talking about. What happens in heaven when, what do another spirit do with one sinner repent? See, that's what we're looking for. Now, when I find that verse, I'm going to write it down. What happens in heaven when one sinner repents? We want to find out about the ministry spirit because young line said, verse 10, then it also kicked in verse 7. This shit was going on once you come clean and Yahweh. When you come clean and Yahweh, we're going to show you what's going on. Luke 15:7-10.
Luke chapter 15, verse 7 and verse 10. Verse 7, I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven.
Joy is in heaven.
Over one sinner.
Over what?
Over one sinner that repented.
You mean joy is in heaven out of all these billions of people? Do what?
Repent.
Repent.
More than over 90. Amen.
More than 99.
Just person.
Just person. You mean they get happy when one sinner repents? The angels get happy in heaven when we look down and see one sinner now wearing fringes, mm-hmm. now keeping the Sabbath day,
mm-hmm.
now keeping the feast day.
Hallelujah.
Now got that they're told on them. Now they got the seal for the whole next year now. They got a fresh start. You mean the number spirit in heaven do what?
Rejoice.
They what?
Rejoice.
They rejoice.
Hallelujah, bro.
Because if you don't get the anointed oil on you, your sins remain. You don't have atonement. You got to get it when you get sealed with the oil. If you do not get the oil, you do not get the atonement. That's simple as that. You're on a clap shoot. Now, you got to be on pins and knees for a whole number of years. You do not get a fresh start unless you follow the rules and regulations. Verse 10.
Verse 10. Likewise, I say unto you.
Likewise, I say unto you.
There is joy in the presence of the angels.
The angels.
Of Yahweh.
Of Yahweh.
Over one sinner.
Over one sinner that do what?
Repent.
Repent. Mm. You see that? I don't care how low down you were. If your body is let you live to see the day of atonement, and you make it to the atonement and repent, who in heaven can happen?
Angels.
You see that? You see that? You see what you did. You see what's going on here. If one, the angel in heaven, is some kind of happy. You are a major one to count. You got to know that all because remember one thing, the other five count, they already got the anointed oil on them. And let me show you, be careful for now. Let's go to 2 Kings. Let me show you what's going on. Because camp. Until y'all probably just bust this thing wide open, you know what I'm saying? But here's the point, mate. I'm going to show you how this thing works, but you know how it works. We're going to 2 Kings chapter 9. I'm going to show you how it works. But you can understand that what I'm just telling you, the Bible supports everything those fear be telling you. We're going to 9:1 and talk. 2 Kings 9:1, I'm going to show you how it works. I'm going to show you how it works now. But you can read the Bible. Because those five counts, you spread all out. But look, we got written in 9, verse 1, the answer to that right now. We're going to 2 Kings 9, particular verse 1. Read a little bit. Raymond Gilead. That's going to be a long, big word. Mother D.F. 9, 1.
Verse 1. Verse 1.
2
Kings 9, 1.
Listen to this, man.
And Elisha, the seer, called one of the children of the seer.
And called one of the children of the seer. Did you hear that? Elisha, the seer, called one of the children of the seer. Right?
Yes.
Right? Right.
And said unto him,
what?
Gird up your loins.
He sent yourself now. I don't send yourself.
And take this box. Of oil.
Take this box of what?
Oil.
Uh-huh.
In thine hand.
And take this oil in your hand.
And go to Ramoth Gilead.
Yeah.
Verse verse 2.
Uh-huh.
And when thou comest hither, look out there.
And look out there.
Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat.
The son of Jehoshaphat, yes.
The son of,
And go in.
And make him arise up from among his brothers.
And make him arise and come with his brother. You know, put the stay on. You know how you put the stay on him? You know, you walk in the crowd and you put the stay on. What is this person looking right at me? You know, go put the stay on. Put the stay on him. Like the rapper Cold Stone Steve Austin, he got the stare down. So he put the stare down on him. And what happened next?
And carry him to an inner chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3.
What?
Then take the box of oil. And pour it on his head. And say, thus says Yahweh.
And did what you say when you pour on his head. What?
Thus says Yahweh. I have anointed you.
What man? Unless you ain't went nowhere. But no, the blessing is on the one that already got the anointed woman on them. Any of them can do what I do. So they got the blessing. See? You see how it goes? What about count 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 have the anointed oil already. They have already made a business and still stop inside those dickheads and send them on about the business. But there you come. They'll find time. Go ahead.
Anoint you king over Israel.
And anoint him what?
King over Israel.
King over Israel.
Then open the door. And flee.
And don't about your business. Don't sit around and cat talk. Do what I tell you to do. No cat talking. Get inside the head with the oil. Open the door and go on about your business. Great.
And tarry not.
See, when you're about your father's business, you take care of your father's business. What it says in 1822 of Sirach. Remember, see, when you buy Yahweh's business, even when you ain't got room for you, when you buy Yahweh's business. What's that we can read? Sirach, chapter 18, verse 22. Listen good.
Sirach, chapter 18, verse 22. Let nothing hinder you. To pay your vow.
In due time.
And defer not. Until death to be justified.
You see that? Take it all the way in. Don't drag your feet when it comes down to Yahweh's business. Galatians 5, verse 7. See, when it comes down to Yahweh's business, don't drag your feet. Put that as the top burner to Yahweh's business. No compromise. Lead by example when it comes down to Yahweh's business. Be the best in leadership. First one in, last one to lead. You don't want to get a stain in your armor. Read it.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 7. You do run well.
You did run well.
Okay. Who did hinder you?
He said you was running well. What hindered you? What stopped you from running well? Everybody in the Bible ran well. What hindered you from running well? Is that what I read? You was running well. What hindered you? What slowed you down from running well? Huh? What's the precept today? What's on your mind? I'm running with you. You see, in Yahuwah's business, you got to be a Titus, chapter 3, verse 10 and 14. You got to be a Titus in chapter 3. I know it's 14. I know it's 1 verse 14. I need no problem there. See, when it comes down to Yahuwah's business, I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. You got to be,
Amen. Go to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1, and we want verse 7, and we want verse 8. All right, the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1. We want verse 7, and we want verse 8. Verse 7 reads, we had dealt very corruptly against you, and have not kept the law,
right,
nor the law, nor the judgments which you commanded your servant Moses.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 14.
Okay.
And this covenant,
and this covenant
of the kingdom,
of the kingdom,
shall be taught in all the world,
in all the world,
for a witness,
for a witness
unto all nations,
unto all nations,
and then shall the end come.
We got you now, Phil. This will be taught to all the world. What do all mean, Phil? What do all mean?
Right.
It means exactly what it said. All the world. For a witness. But now we're doing a precept.
That's right.
And see, we tie that in because we read it in Psalm 119, verse 4 and 104, through our precept to get my understanding. So let's precept WCC. Let's see what this all the world and all nations do it mean what it says. Yes, though it do mean what it's saying, but we're going to precept and see. And we're going to start at Deuteronomy 30, verse 1 and 2. Read 1:1 first, get warmed up. Deuteronomy 1:1, then get to 31 and 2. Read Deuteronomy 1:1 first.
Chapter 1?
1 verse 1. We're going to get warmed up in 1 verse 1.
Deuteronomy.
This is how you take care of the business. By going to Deuteronomy 1 verse 1.
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1. These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel.
This is the word that Moses spoke to all who?
Israel.
All Israel. Okay, good. Now let's go to the 30th chapter of the same book. And we look at, we're going 31, verse 30. We're going 31. See, this is how you take care of a little business on the way of taking care of a business. You're going to 31, verse 30.
Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 30.
Yes.
And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel.
All the congregation
of Israel.
So who is this message to, Moses?
All the congregation of Israel.
Back up to 31, verse 1. 31, verse 1. 31, verse 1.
Oh, 31, verse 1?
Yeah, 31, verse 1. You read it first. You read verse 30. Now I'm going to back up to just 31, verse 1.
Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel.
These words in the book of Deuteronomy is the who?
All Israel.
All Israel.
Is that what we're reading?
That's right.
You read that, right?
Yeah.
These words are all Israel.
All Israel.
Read Deuteronomy. So when you read Deuteronomy, this is to all Israel. Right? And what he says to all Israel in 30, verse 1 and 2. What he said to all Israel, since we clear, he's speaking to all Israel. So what he say in 30, verse 1 and 2?
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 1 and 2. Verse 1. And it shall come to pass when all these things are come upon you.
And who is you?
All Israel.
All Israel.
The blessing.
The blessing to whom?
All Israel.
Uh-huh.
And the curse.
The curse is to whom?
All Israel. Which I have set before you. And thou shalt call them to mind.
And thou is who? Who is thou?
All Israel.
Yeah.
Among all the nations.
Well, among where?
All the nations.
Among who?
All Israel.
So who's among? All the nations.
All Israel.
All Israel. He's using Bible's name. So he ain't got to say it every time when he said all nations. He knows, we already know he's talking to who?
All Israel.
All Israel. So why he got to become, with the word, to say it all the time, he got to say it in the verse. He's supposed to know this message. It's to Israel, for Israel. About Israel. For Israel. You see, you're supposed to know
already.
Do you hold them on it? This ain't for the Christians. Islam, Judaism, it's for all Israel that's done. He said, you do wrong, Israel, and you don't keep what's written in the book that you agreed to do, I'm going to scatter you. All Israel, among where?
All nations.
Go ahead. All nations what? Yeah, come on. All nations what?
Whether Yahweh, your Yahweh, has driven.
So you ain't got to be, you won't be mad at nobody. Because who driven you where you at now?
Yahweh.
Yahweh. So you ain't going to pitch in the bar cards and margin and talking that smack to nobody.
That's right.
The reason you in all nations because you got Yahweh is not right with you. So he told you if you sin against me, when I look for the children of Israel, the Israelites, I'm going to find them where?
All nations.
Yeah. So when we go read, stand down, Bubba Kai, go to Jeremiah 21, verse 5 and 6.
Okay.
See, with that understanding, see, now, you're going to be able to really enjoy your Bible because you understand what it's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 21, 5 and 6, listen good. Now, when you build among all these nations, now you wonder why you'll never get a good lick in. No, let me show you why you never get a good lick in. Yeah, I don't care what you put together, you always come up short on getting your good lick in. We've been finding out why you always come up short. I don't care what the temple, everybody
came up short.
They all come up short. Let's find out why you come up short. And we can read. We're going to 21 verse 5 and 6. Jeremiah.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 21, verse 5 and verse 6. Verse 5 reads, and I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand.
Who are you here?
Yahweh.
All Israel. I'm going to fight against you. All Israel.
So the I is Yahweh.
I'm going to fight against you. All Israel. I myself is going to fight against you. And you is all Israel. I don't care where you at, Israel. Yahweh is fighting against you as we speak.
Verse 5.
Right.
I myself will fight against you, all Israel.
Yes.
With an outstretched hand.
And my arm will be outstretched at you, Israel. Like, go ahead.
And with a strong arm.
And with what kind of arm?
A strong arm
will be on you.
Even in anger.
And what kind of way?
Anger.
Anger.
And in fury.
And with fury. Go ahead.
And in great wrath.
What kind of wrath?
Great.
Great wrath. Go ahead and read.
Verse 6.
What?
And I will smite the inhabitants of this city.
And I'm going to smite you. I'm going to send people that look like somebody else or look like you, but I'm going to be the one with the fear on them to smite you. I don't care what city you in, children of the book. Read.
Both man
and
beast.
The beast.
They should die of a great pestilence.
And I'm going to kill you. And you will die of a great pestilence.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Verse 7.
No, that's it. 24 verse 9 and 10.
Okay. Going over to the book of Jeremiah. Chapter 24, and we want verse 9 and we want verse 10. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 24, verse 9 reads, and I will deliver them to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth.
Ain't that something? Who's the damn going to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth?
All Israel.
If you don't know what all the Israelites that day in all the kingdoms of the earth.
That's right.
You've been removed by your mighty one. That's the reason you in all the kingdoms of the earth. Great.
Of the earth for their hurt.
And you ain't there for no pillow fight. You there for what reason?
For your hurt.
It gonna hurt you there. Wherever you at, you gonna get hurt. Go ahead. And watch this.
To be a reproach.
You'll be a reproach. You'll be a reproach. Wherever you at, I don't care if you got your meat coat on and your cosmic turtle right on it. You because that was Yahweh put his spirit on them. Because you have sinned against them.
Verse 10. And I will send the sword.
Now, he'll send the what at you?
The sword.
Now, I can't get into this man who got the sword. You know who the sword man is.
Hallelujah.
Well, we can leave that. We can leave it alone. The sword man. I'm going to send the sword man on you.
That's right.
You want to know why this man always sticking you with a sword? You know, if he put the spirit on him to stick you everywhere, he stick you at.
That's right.
And you feel like, well, I don't like him. Why you don't like him?
Mm-hmm.
The man is propped up by Yahweh to stick you in every generation until you come back to your country, right?
Is that famine?
And you had a famine. So now you got Bill Gates buying all of the farmland.
Mm-hmm.
He gets to put his fix on it. We tell you about your own God. You when you put your hand in your own God, you went on Bill Gates to bring you to God. He's going to bring you something with that pestilence on it, too. You let an airplane fly over and drop himself on it, and they're not going to take it to him.
That's right.
Go ahead.
It's a pestilence.
The pestilence. Now, you ain't pestilence here. All the stuff you got now. You got a child. Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
You got a cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You got a... you got everything, right? You got everything wrong. What ain't going to happen? Because he said, I'm going to do this to you. You don't want to serve me. 28 chapter 47 through 50 through the run. You're going to serve your enemy. You don't want to serve me. You don't want to have no friends. You don't want to keep the Sabbath day. You don't keep no things day. You got six locations. You ain't going to make none of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get no know at all on you. But you're going to talk snap. He said, I'm going to serve you, Ben. I'm going to serve you behind this reason.
That's going to come out of them.
Yeah.
If they be consumed.
If they be what?
Consumed.
They're going to be consumed.
From off the land
uh-huh. That
I gave unto them.
And you know where near the land that he don't gave you now. But you hear the land of Shem land, but not the land he gave you. Judah. Benjamin.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And to their father.
And to their father.
Mm-hmm.
Now, give me a moment. I'm going to come back away. Remember, Sunday night is the day of atonement.
That's right.
When the sun sets,
mm-hmm.
it's the day of atonement.
Mm-hmm.
All six locations is open. Call for details, 224-600-5579. You know it's a feast day. That means white garments with fringes.
Mm-hmm.
White garments with fringes because it is the first day of the feast. And this feast is close your mouth. Now, I tell you something. Before that Sunday feast kick in, this is what the seer suggests what you do. Eat you a nice salad with some corn and fish. With sunset, make sure you got plenty of salad in you. Corn and fish. That right there will hold you over. You'll go through that day from that night to that night again with no stomach cramps. If you have salad, corn, and fish before the sunset. They hurt enough to get the corn, salad, and fish out the way now. Before the sun set, mouth got to stay closed on putting anything in it from sunset to sunset. Not chewing no bubblegum, not drinking no tea, or nothing else. You put your whole trust in Yahweh for a day of atonement. You want everything you had done prior removed. Yahweh say, okay. Get me right, I'll get you right. You ain't got me right, how you going to get you right? You got to read 3:22 or 1 John, we're not going to read it. It's the first thing you got to do, make sure you got me right. If you want your sins removed, do what I tell you to do. Sunday night when the sun sets, nothing go in your mouth. No chewing, no bubblegum, no drinking, no water.
Mm-hmm.
Not thinking like you on the shower and the bit of water running your mouth. Close your mouth.
That's right.
Let Yahweh take you in for that round the clock. Got it?
Right.
All right, let's get our Amos chapter 9 and 10, and I'll do it. And you can take on anything you want. Amos chapter 9, verse 9 and 10. Read that.
Okay, heading over to the book of Amos. We want chapter 9, and we want verse 9 and 10.
Yeah, 9 and 10.
All right. We're going over to the book of Amos. want chapter 9, we want verse 9, and we want verse number 10.
What does it say?
Amen. Chapter 9, verse 9, read.
What do you read?
For lo, I will command.
I will command.
And I will sift the family of Israel.
I will sift the family of Israel, the Israelites.
Huh. Among all nations.
So who is this in 24:14 among all nations? The children of Israel, the Israelites. Got nothing to do with the other nations. The Israelites is in all nations. Go ahead.
Among all nations, like as corn is sifted in its side.
Right, in the grain.
Yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth.
What do you mean by that? That means, for God is where you at, I know where you at. I know where you at. Don't think I don't know where you at in my world. We read that last night. This is my world, my earth. I know every place you at. You just do right, and I'm going to intervene. Once you do right, great.
Verse 10.
What?
All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword.
All the sinners of my people, I'm going to kill them. I'm telling you now. If you're a sinner, I'm going to kill you. Is that what we're reading?
That's where you are reading.
We're reading that, right?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
We say the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us.
And I don't believe that. Okay, good. You don't believe it. Over the young rider.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at myself. And Father Grant Townsville, Yahweh. He said, Luke 12:12 wrong. We're going to keep some more Luke 12:12 rolling up, Mother D.F. Israel. Got the Tonga coming up. We'll make sure we touch a little bit more basis on this Tonga. Then we'll get the ball game rolling.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
And we in the B-O-T-T-Y. Now, we believe that. What did he say over there in the John chapter 14 verse 26 of it? Must be of Israel.
John.
Yeah, we go tag team on this Mother Dear of Israel.
John chapter 14 verse 26.
The reason why you're going to tag, hold on, let me just preach up on it. The reason why you're going to tag, give me 18.
Give me
18 verse 19.
I got you.
Understand what it says in Matthew 18 verse 19. This is good. There. When he says, mother, man, you're going to tag team this mother. Look what's written in 18 verse 19 of Matthew.
So in Matthew chapter 18 verse 19, read. 19. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
All it takes is how many?
Two.
And what Yahweh is?
He's in the midst.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Me and Mother Deacon could do some tag team going on, and we know we got two in the midst. We know Yahweh right there in the midst. And what did he say, Mother D.F. Israel, that we can read in John chapter 14, verse 26, please?
John chapter 14, verse 26.
Yes, ma'am.
But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
Mm-hmm. So the Comforter, he will bring all things back to your remembrance, whatever I said to you. So I'm going to slide down over here to Malachi chapter 4, verse 4. And we're going to see what some things that the Comforter will bring back to our remembrance that even said to us. In the book of Malachi chapter 4, and we want verse number 4. In verse 4 he says, remember you, the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Korah for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. So it was some of those commandments. we'll build up and read. Let's see what's going on. We know we got these days coming up. We want to make sure that we got a clear understanding of what this thing is all about. So we're going to pick it up in Leviticus chapter 23. I want you to give me verse number, give me 23. Matter of fact, give me 1. Give me verse 4. And then we're going to drop down. We'll give me verse 23. Give me verse 24. We'll go to 27. And we'll go to verse 32.
Leviticus 23.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 4, 23, 24, 27, 32.
Yes, ma'am.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
what do you say?
Verse 4. These are the feasts of Yahweh, even righteous gatherings, which you shall proclaim in their season.
Oh, these things got to be done at a specific time in their season.
Right.
So let's make sure that we got a clear understanding. Before you go read any farther, we want to make sure, let me pull something out real quick, Mother Dear Israel, just so the people won't be confused. When you say seasons, we want to make sure that we have the right season down pat and don't want to do anything that's obsolete, that's none void, that has nothing to do with Romans 15 folk. Turn over that for me real quick, Mother D.F. Israel. Wow. Romans 15, 4, folks. See what he said over there. We'll make sure they're doing the court of Romans 15, 4. Well, I'll bow down over here and get the Jubilees prepped up real quick. Let's go pop a couple verses out of there.
Romans chapter 15, verse 4.
Yeah, what a reason.
For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning.
So the things that was written aforetime, we know they was written for our learning.
Yes.
Now continue reading.
That we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures.
You know, scriptures, remember, we got these scriptures that give us comfort.
Might have hope.
So we're going to have hope through these scriptures. It's going to be nowhere it's written, it's going to give us comfort. But he said something else over there, Acts 15, 15. What did he say over there, Mother D.F. Israel? Yes, ma'am. So we got to make sure we have these, get this thing down packed as a Romans 15, 4. These things that was written a fourth time was written for our learning. Remember, we got to remember these things.
Yeah. Acts chapter 15, verse 15.
Yeah, 15, 15. What'd that say?
Acts 15, 15. And to disagree.
Disagree.
The words of the seers as it is written.
So it got to be as the seers had put this lick down, it got to be as it's written. This thing got to be done as it is written. So let's get an understanding. We're going to ride down over here to the Book of Jubilees, right? We're going to slide over here. We're going to pick it up in chapter 6. And I'm saying we're going to get right to the crux of it. And we'll drop down, right? I'm going to pick it up at verse 35. Matter of fact, I just got to read at 33 with it at. And then we're going to read, I'm going to read all the way down to 37. So we'll do a little reading here, Mother D.F. Israel. Remember, we had our Bible study, Saturday, top part of the Saturday. We live everywhere, blog talk, pound talk, Facebook, even around, and live in the camp and live outside. All stations on the camp is open. Get in where you fit in at the 10th day. So we're going to, if you're 70 miles away, then you're all right, but hey, 70 miles, we 70 miles close to the distance, you should be up. We are Jubilee chapter 6, verse 33. What did he say? But if they do neglect and do not deserve them according to his command, then they will disturb all their seasons. We're making kind of find out. These things got to be done in their season. And the years will be just long from this order. We got to make sure you got this order down pat and you don't dislog your order, these seasons. And they shall neglect their order. 34. And all the children of of Israel will forget and will not find the path of the year and will forget the new moon and season and Sabbath, and they will go wrong as to all the order of the year. 35. For I know, and from henceforth shall I declare it unto you, and it is not of my own devising. For the book lies written before me. You got to do this thing as it's written. But we just got done reading according to Romans 15:4. And we got done reading Acts 15:15. Written before me is on the heavenly tablet. The division of the days is ordained. These days forget the feast of the covenant and walk according to the feast of the Gentiles, the 17 nations. After their error and their ignorance. 36. For there will be those who will assuredly make observations of the moon. Remember, you just said verse 36. For there will be those who will assuredly make observations of the moon. Now, it disturbs the season and cometh in from year to year, 10 days too soon. Now, before I read verse 37, I just want to make just a clear understanding about, and for those ones who know something about this, say Ramadan. Ramadan followed the moon phase, and one time it'd be in the summertime, the next time it'd be in the winter. And you're following the moons, and the moon's not going to keep you lined up with nothing. That lets you know you follow the moon, it's not going to come year to year. And for those who are familiar with the moon cycles, you understand that ain't no moon cycle give you. The moon not going to be a crescent moon today and a crescent moon the same time next year. They don't even add up. This thing got to be done in a season. It has to be come year by year. But what he said in verse 37 that we can read, for this reason, the years will come upon them when they will disturb the order and make an abominable day, the day of testimony, and an unclean day, a feast day. And they will confound all the day, the righteous with the unclean, and the unclean day with the righteous. For they will go wrong as the month, and the Sabbath, and the feast, and the Jubilee. The same thing is that if you try to do it the moon way, you're doing a Deuteronomy chapter 4:19. See, this thing was a Deuteronomy chapter 4:19. When you're doing this, this is what you get yourself caught up in. See? In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4:19, he said something here, Mother D.F. Israel. And I'm going to pick it up. Which means we're in this thing together. Because we got that Matthew 18:19 on our bill. So we're going to do this Deuteronomy chapter 4:19. This is what he said, Mother D.F. Israel. Check this out.
What he
said? At least you lift up your eyes into heaven. And when you see the sun, and the moon, and the stars, and all the hosts of heaven, should be driven to worship them and serve them with Yahweh, your Yahweh, has the banner to all nations under the whole world.
And precept that to 2 Kings 23, verse 5, to see what the Yahweh will do.
Okay.
Now, if you're doing this moon thing, you watching the moon, the sun, and all of what they're saying out there, you see what Yahweh got written that he's going to do to you at a time appointed. 2 Kings 23, verse 5. Listen good.
Okay, going over to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 23, and we want verse 5. The book of 2 Kings, chapter 23, verse 5. Read. And he put down the idolatrous priest, whom the king of Yahdah Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places, in the cities of Yahdah Judah, and in the places round about Yahdah Judah. Them also they burn incense unto Baal, to the sun, and to the moon, and to the planet, and to all the hosts of heaven.
You say you'll do what to them in that first line?
He said, and he put down.
He put them down.
He put them down.
He's going to put you down. You're doing this law of the moon thing. He's going to put you down.
Hallelujah.
The man's going to put you down.
That's right.
So you're doing this ministry and got the law of the moon and watching all the hosts of heaven. Yahweh said, I'm going to put you down.
That's what he said.
Back in the young
line. Hallelujah. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, let's get to Jeremiah chapter 1 and 2 going on, please. And you know, because they want to play around with the moon phase. What makes you get this thing down packed? You got the feet coming up. You know, a lot of other camps got their feet thing going on now to get atonement, what they told for.
Yeah.
We want to make you that if you've done that, get back with the voice of the true Israelite.
Right.
And make sure you do this thing the right way, because you ain't did nothing.
That's
I ain't going to say again.
That's right.
Because they did. You ain't did it. You got to do it as it's written.
That's right.
So,
Jeremiah.
We're going to Jeremiah. We're going to pick it up in chapter 10. We want verse 1 and we want verse 2. Let's see what he has to say over there about this thing, this moon thing, and all this is going on.
Jeremiah. Chapter 10, verses 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads,
Hear
you the word which Yahweh spake to you, O family of Israel.
So he's speaking to the family of Israel. Now hear his word, O family of Israel, with Yahweh speaking to us. What did he say?
Verse 2. Thus says Yahweh, learn not the way of the nation.
Now learn that way.
And be not dismayed at the sign of heaven.
Don't be dismayed at that, because the nations be caught up in the signs, astrology, and all that guys want to talk about, oh, you a Captain Corn, you a Sagittarius, keep your feet stays on the whole, on the new moon.
Yeah.
Come on, man, continue to read more.
For the nations are dismayed at them.
They wonder at these things and glitter at these things. We ain't well I time for that mother dear Israel. Let me read.
Okay. You said 1 and 2.
Yeah, that's it. Now, man, we're going over there to the Leviticus, right?
Yeah.
Now, we're going back over here to the matter of fact. We're going over to the Leviticus. And we're going to pick it up at,
let's go at 2 and 3 and 2 and 5.
Hallelujah. Wow. Pick that back up from your mother, dear Israel. You're back on the clock.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23, 24, 27, 32.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Verse 23. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
what did he say?
Verse 24. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month.
Now stop right there, mother dear of Israel. Remember, we got to make sure this thing done in the season. We're going to make sure this thing's done in the season. It has to be done in what month, Mother Dear of Israel?
The seventh month.
Okay, now what else happened in the seventh month so far?
In the first day of the month.
So in the first day of the month, what did we do already in the seventh month on the first day of the month? You got to make sure you're in order. So if you're keeping the moon phases, how can you even know what month you are in? Mm-hmm. You got to make sure that you in the seventh month in the season. Days and seasons. What do you say? What did we do already in the first day of the seventh month?
Till you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of the trumpet,
mm-hmm.
a righteous gathering.
You want me to get this thing in order. So we've done that already.
Yeah.
So now that you know that we have done that in the seventh month, and we know that we're in the seventh month, now what's getting ready to come up in verse 27? Let's be top 26 then behind it, so we can know we're doing the toast.
Okay. Verse 27.
Yeah, but give me 26. Give me 26, then drop the 27, Mother dear Israel. We want to make sure we know who's going to talk. It's a sad thing.
Verse 26. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
So Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying. Everybody be telling Moses, Moses law, Moses did. Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
Yeah.
Continue to read.
Verse 27.
Uh-huh.
Also on the 10th day.
So we got the 10th. We ain't 10 days in now.
Of this seventh month, there shall be a day of atonement.
Now, Mother dear Israel, we still in the seventh month right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we got 10 days you ready to come up. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure, we're going to let you know when all this is going to take place right now in this letter.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a day of atonement getting ready to come up.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure you got a clear understanding. This day of atonement says on the seventh month, he gave a day, he said, the 10th day. What does he read, Mother dear of Israel?
It shall be a righteous gathering.
You got the mouth of old Paul. Let's see what he had to say in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. And I'm going to pick it up at verse, we're going to pick it up at verse 24. He says, and let us consider one another to provoke into love and to good works. 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together.
Right.
Together. We got to do this thing together. And the matter of some is, but exhorting one another. Remember, you got to exhort one another. This ain't no, remember we've been reading, we've been talking about all this week, Genesis 49, we didn't have to go there. About being your brother's keeper,
yes.
And exhort one another. You are being your brother and your sister's keeper.
Yes.
He says, but exhort one another is so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Yes.
Now we see the day approaching, that voice of the true Israel life.
Yes.
And we pick this thing up and exhort one another.
Yes.
But it's something else he said in that verse 25 that we want to make sure we point out. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. So he said we got to have this gathering. He said we got to do some assembly going on here.
Yeah.
So we got to ready to come together and do this thing together and exhort one another to keep this thing going. How about my brothers and my sisters keep it? And go pick that back up, Mother D.F. Israel.
Okay.
Yeah, we back in Leviticus. Going back on the thing, going back around now.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
Also on the 10th day of this 7th month,
mm-hmm.
there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a righteous gathering
mm-hmm.
unto you, and you shall afflict your soul
mm-hmm.
and offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh.
You got an offering made by fire made to Yahweh. Let me see that I pull some of out of there about that fire. I got to go about this mouth. You know, we're dealing with atonement. And it says, people say, it's atonement. You got to afflict your soul. And we got to make an offering made by fire. See, we get to that part. Yahweh.
Yes.
But let's find out what this fire got to be done in us. Tell me how much the year of Israel. Most place, because we're coming back there. But Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14, he made a profound statement. We want to make sure we go find up in stuff at the spot. What do you say in Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14, man?
Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Wherefore, thus says Yahweh.
What is this?
Yahweh, I'm home.
Mm-hmm.
And he has this word.
I love it.
I will make my words in your mouth fire.
The only thing that should be going in and out of your mouth pertaining to anything is going to be this word.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. You're going to be offering nothing coming in, but I guarantee this word needs to be coming out of your mouth.
Yes.
Ain't nothing that's going in, but that word needs to be coming out of your mouth. That's the only thing you should be dealing with, this word.
Yes.
Nothing else but this word. Let's think of the precept going on over there, Mother D.F. Israel. Now, he said this again. You think I tell this down in Jeremiah. And he said this again in Jeremiah. Somewhere around chapter 20. We're going to pick it up at verse number
23,
29. It's 23, 29. Hallelujah, boy. That's right. Hallelujah, boy. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 29, says, I got you, Mother Dear, if it's real. You back over there in the village. We're going to make sure we get the people to understand. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 29, he says, is not my word like as fire,
mm-hmm.
says Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to make sure that you got this word coming out your mouth.
Yes.
And none of that's going in.
Yes.
But that word needs to be coming out your mouth like fire.
Yes, like fire.
That's all we're looking for
yes.
on that day of atonement.
Yes.
Fix your soul.
Yes.
And keep what's due to Yahweh.
Yes.
But we got something else to got something else going on. Let's go back. And now we just come to find out that you got to afflict your soul. And your offering made by fire needs to be this word that's coming out and nothing going in.
Right.
So what we read, Mother D.F. Israel, verse 28?
Verse 28?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you want me to read?
Yeah, we're going back to Leviticus. 28 with that. Yeah, I'm on 28. Before you drop down to 32, give me verse 28 with it.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 28.
Yeah.
And you shall do no work in that same day.
There ain't no work will be done on that day. Because you'll be too busy afflicting your soul. Give Yahweh everything you need. What else could be going on?
For it is the day of atonement.
That's right. The day of atonement. To what?
To make an atonement for you before Yahweh your Yahweh.
Before who?
Before Yahweh your Yahweh.
So we got to make this atonement before Yahweh your Yahweh. We're going to find out what that means in a second. We're going to find out exactly what that means. Give me 32.
Verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest.
Oh, so you got to have a Sabbath of rest. So this is a Sabbath of rest got to be done, right?
Yes.
I continue to read.
And you shall afflict your soul in the ninth day of the month.
Uh-huh.
Eve.
Oh, so on the ninth day, which would be this coming up Sunday, but at what time is that month?
At eve.
Oh, so at evening, from what?
From evening until evening.
Uh-huh.
Shall you celebrate your Sabbath?
What are you going to do? What? What's the way you say you're going to do what on the Sabbath?
Celebrate.
So in the evening time, when the sun goes down on the night, that's the night day. And he said when the sun goes down on the night day, is when the tent begins. And that's the eve. But see, this is a celebration. You can't take this thing and be all moping and looking around and, oh, it's me. No, it's a celebration, man.
Now, let me get a precept on that.
Hallelujah.
Mother D.F. Israel, give me that 24:15. You got to celebrate that day of atonement. You know, remember, you are afflicting your soul.
Mm-hmm.
24:15, what it say, mother? When I say 24:15, in what book?
Yeah.
I didn't say what book?
No.
Isaiah. Thank you. 24:15. Let's get a precept on that. Remember, do the precept to get on the stand. 24:15. You say you got it. This day is a day of rejoicing, although you're afflicting your soul. 24:15 of Isaiah, bring it, Mother,
deep,
help Israel, see
right. Isaiah chapter 24, verse 15. Wherefore, honor you, Yahweh, in the fire.
You got to honor Yahweh, what kind of way?
In the fire.
I don't care what's going on, you honor Yahweh even in the fire.
Hallelujah,
what? It's a bad day, you honor Yahweh, medium day, good day, honor Yahweh even in the fire.
Even in the fire.
Glory.
The name of Yahweh.
The name of Yahweh.
Yahweh of Israel.
Yahweh of Israel.
That's right.
Even if you're in the fire, oh, well, that old better hat, he said something. He wronged me the wrong way. So what? Honor him, that's just your text. You honor him even in the fire.
Yeah.
Still give Yahweh the glory, the praise.
That's right.
Even in the fire. Well, you know, That guy just rolled me that just before I got here. So what? Back to the young man.
Hallelujah. Wow. And now, let's go over there to Leviticus chapter 16, now, Mother Dear of Israel. And let's find a little bit more about this atonement that's already come up. And we're going to put a little bit more down. We're going to go to Leviticus chapter 16. And we go pick it up, and we go find out where I want it. I want to pick it up at 29. We go pick it up at 29.
Leviticus 16.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to be all the way down to 34.
29 to 34.
Yeah, we want to make sure we bring it out to the national audience so they can get a clear understanding about that they see, this is what we're doing. And before you read that, Mother D.F. Israel, this is what we're doing. And we're going to come back to this, but in the book of Nehemiah, let me show you one out of Nehemiah. In the book of Nehemiah, In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 8, this is what we want to make sure we get a clear understanding. We'll come back over here, Nehemiah. This is what we're doing right here. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 8, he made a profound statement. Verse 8 said, so they read in the book, in the law of Yahweh distinctly, and gave the thing, and caused them to understand the reading.
What?
The reading. We want to make sure that the people understand the reading.
Yes.
They're just not reading a bunch of words and not getting understand about it. We want to break this thing down. Make it plain.
Make it plain.
That's all we want to do. So get the understanding of the reading. Not what the man said, because, matter of fact, must be if Israel, let's go back over to the big.
Well, for read, 9:14, understand what read about what. You got to understand the reading. Okay, let's see what that reading is.
Mm-hmm.
And 9:14 there, you know, right?
Okay.
Same book.
In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9:14.
Yeah,
we said in Nehemiah.
9:14.
We had 9:14 now, Nehemiah. In the book of Nehemiah, thank you, brother. The book of Nehemiah, chapter 9:14 reads, it made it known unto them the righteous Sabbath.
Right.
And commanded them
precepts,
statutes, and law by the hand of Moses.
We breaking the book down for you plainly. Let you understand about these righteous Sabbath days. Precepts, Torah instruction, law that Moses passed down to the children of Israel.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let's go make the, let's cause the people to understand the reading of Mother D.F. Israel. We're going back over there now to the book of Leviticus. And now we're going to pick Leviticus at 16, and we're going to read that 29 down to 34.
Leviticus chapter 16, verse 29 to 34.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 29. And this shall be a statute forever.
For how long?
Forever.
Oh, okay, forever.
Unto you.
Mm-hmm.
That in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict your soul.
So you got to be, okay, so the seventh day, the seventh month on the tenth day, you got to afflict your souls,
And do no work at all.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be one of your own country,
mm-hmm.
or a stranger
mm-hmm.
that sojourneth among you.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 30. For on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you
mm-hmm.
to clean you,
mm-hmm.
that you may be clean from all your sins before Yahweh.
Mm. Okay.
Verse 31. It shall be a Sabbath of rest unto you,
mm-hmm.
and you shall afflict your souls by a statute forever.
So this thing got to be done forever, right? So we got to do this thing forever, right?
Yeah, and then what? And when you do it, what do you say again? What happens to you get called verse out again from national audience? Your what is what?
Read that verse again, my dear Israel, one more time.
Verse 31.
Yes, ma'am.
It shall be a Sabbath of rest
mm-hmm.
unto you,
yeah.
and you shall afflict your soul.
Yeah.
For a statue forever.
For a statue forever.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 32.
Okay.
And the priest whom...
No.
You want verse 30.
Okay, 30.
Verse 30. For on that day...
On that day.
Shall the priest
mm-hmm.
make an atonement for you.
Mm-hmm. He'll make an atonement for you.
To clean you.
To clean you.
That you may be clean.
That you may be clean.
From all your sins.
From everything you did prior to that time, all up to that now.
Mm-hmm.
Before Yahweh.
Before Yahweh.
See,
the only way you'll get clean. Listen to me. The only way you'll get clean, you must be anointed by the seal. Other five camps got the anointing oil already on you. So make one of them. If you don't get anointed by the sixth anointing camp, you will not be clean. You just on a crapshoot. You do not have the blessing of Yahweh. read it one more time. What verse are you in? Where are you in?
Leviticus 16, verse 30.
16, verse, listen good.
For on that day.
On that day, on the 7th month, first day, and Eve.
31. Give me 31.